Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Resurrection Fact or Fiction, a trial lawyer looks at the evidence, is an interesting and compelling blend of logic, debate, and historical fiction from both scriptural and secular sources. Shining through it all is a genuine concern for the spiritual state of every individual as it relates to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A trial lawyer with lifetime experiences brings that same analytical talent to the Christian faith. That trial lawyer and our guest on This Week in America is the author of Resurrection Fact or Fiction. It's Wilbur McCoy Otto, a graduate of Dickinson College, Michigan Law School, served in the JAG Corps U.S. Army, assigned to the faculty of the U.S. Military Academy teaching law. After having two daughters born at West Point, he revised the Academy's entrance criteria to allow women candidates. Served on the faculties of several universities, now as a trial lawyer, tried over 200 cases to jury verdict while supervising thousands of other cases. He helped build one of Pittsburgh's largest law firms, and along the way teaching numerous adult Sunday school classes. The father of four, all lawyers, one a judge, Wilbur McCoy Otto, author of Resurrection, Fact or Fiction, a trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence, is our guest on today's This Week in America. And he goes by Joe, so Joe, if it's okay, I will call you that throughout the program. Thank you for joining us on the program.
It's our pleasure, Rick.
What an impressive background. We could do so many programs talking about all the different aspects of your life, but we're focusing today on this book. This was written from your perspective as a trial lawyer. Let's talk about why you decided to write this book. And I believe it started in those adult classes, the Bible study classes that you were teaching.
Yeah, it sure did, Rick. But it's really, when you get down to it, my way of expressing God's love. And the love for the lost or people that don't know Jesus. And we can see that in our world today, can't we? That if everybody did know the Lord and accepted him, it would be a very different place to live. And that's coming later in the kingdom of God, for sure.
The book is Resurrection, Fact or Fiction, a trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence by Wilbur McCoy Otto. Our guest on the program, give you information as we go through the book, in talking about the book. People say this is really a life-altering book, not just life here, but eternal life as well. Talk about that, because this is really powerful what you've done.
Well, thank you. I tried to stick to the facts like I would be presenting it to a jury. And one of the chief lawyer in London, Lord Darling, said that indeed, if one saw all of these facts, they would easily find in favor of the fact that Jesus Christ indeed was born, lived, of course, was crucified and died, and rose again. And that's the important thing, rose again with a resurrection body. So it's critical, it seems to me, for people to know and understand and accept the central fact in all of history, which I really think came at about the center point of all of world history, if you think about it, long before cable news in America. But it came at a time very small, and it grew immediately following his death, but not just his death, his resurrection, because that changed his disciples from guys running around in fear, concerned for their own life, began to preach the gospel, and indeed everyone but one gave their life for that gospel. How many people would die for what they believed? Not very many, for sure.
And this book is so well done, as you say, laying out like you would be presenting this to a jury, and you've got people that are believers, you've got people who are not believers. There's really something there for everybody. You read reviews, and you really give people who are in the believer category something to consider that they never considered before or even heard about. So it really strengthens their faith as well, doesn't it?
Well, God tells us, does he not, that this isn't blind faith. So many people criticize Christianity, saying, oh, yes, you disbelieve and you really don't understand. And the idea is here is to educate the believer more so, frankly, then the non-believer who's not likely to pick up the book, I'd love to have them do it. It's more likely the believer to come up with the reason for the faith that they have so that they can do it through the mind and logic and explaining why they believe, what they believe, rather than accepting it on blind faith, because believe me, God did not expect us to do that.
Talk about that level of believing, because so often we believe, and we're not real honestly quite sure why we do. We're brought up in church. We go through the motions. This is approaching it on a different level, isn't it? This is really giving us taking it a little deeper, and suddenly we realize this is important, and our belief is reaffirmed and strengthened.
Well, for sure. And keep in mind, I have another book in mind to follow this, or maybe it'll just be an article and a compendium of articles. But it has to do that life is a two-act play. Two acts meaning the first act is here on life, here in the world, in which the Christian, by the way, is not to play a major part. And we see that in our politics of today, because you don't want to bring any adverse malignment to Christianity by taking a position in the political world that's going to cast any kind of doubt about your faith. Rather, it's something that we have right now. Once you're converted, you actually are in the kingdom of God, passing through the world, much like you would pass through a foreign country, spreading salt and light, acting it. One people, they often say, why don't more Jewish people believe? I would turn that around and say, why don't more Christian people act like Christians and spread that salt and light, do by action what we are trained and taught to do, and to spread that and let it come across that way. But the way to do that is through the facts, and try to explain to people this isn't just a story. This is something that actually happened. We would all know that if it was on cable news.
Yes.
Rather, we have to look at the facts that existed then, and they are many. They are many, and I've tried to lay those out: documentary, eyewitness, people that took their own lives for the gospel, the spread of Christianity, the cross. You can't go anywhere, can you, today without seeing the cross. If he had not been resurrected, then you would have not any of this, because it would have passed away. And so we have the first act is living in this world as a Christian. And secondly, then the second act is eternity. Can you imagine eternity where everything, get rid of all the things you have complaints about now, be they war, be they people acting the way they do with one another, and all the uncivility, impeachments going on at the current time.
Yes.
All of that's gone. It's perfect. It's led by Christ. And by the way, we will have work to do. I can't tell you what that's going to be, but we all have our talent. You'll probably do much of what you're doing. Maybe I'll be doing much of the same as I'm doing, because there will be a lot of things that the good Lord will give us to do. But that's the second act. And can you imagine, Rick, right now, about, it used to be 93% of the people said that they were Christians. Now, they weren't all Christians, but they said that. Today, do you know what that number is? It's something like 65% who even say that they're Christians, and it's decreasing. Churches are empty. It is a very difficult time. And my Lord, who wants someone to die if you can save them? Particularly your family, but not just your family, people you've never met, you know, you and me and the neighbor. If you had a way to say, hey, I can save your life, I can tell you how to do that and live for eternity, would you not want to do it? And that's what I'm trying to do.
And it's interesting if you're thinking, boy, I bet this goes on for 400 or 500 pages. I wonder if I could get through this. You really are concise, aren't you? It is like you're preparing a court case and the jury has a short attention span and you want to capture it. Give them the facts in a way that's relatable and get on with the verdict. There's no use taking 3 days to do closing arguments when you could do it in a couple of hours. This is a relatively short book and it gets right to the point, doesn't it? It's very easy reading.
It really does, and it, you know, you can't just BS your way through something that's so important and expect people to accept it because you've accepted it. Give them that reason for your faith. You can't refute it. It is absolutely sound, and it's something easy to understand.
With us on the program is Wilbur McCoy Otto. The book is Resurrection, Fact or Fiction. A trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on directly to the Amazon link and get information on the book. I want to talk about your journey in doing this. Talk about what this did for your faith. I mean, you obviously are a strong believer. You start to work on this with this concept that I'm going to take my skills as a lawyer, make the case for the resurrection, and I think this is going to be enlightening for people. Was it enlightening for you as you were going through and putting this together? And I would think would reaffirm everything that you were believing.
It was, Rick, and thank you for the question, because it's something that I think all of us really have to. We have this journey. Oftentimes we're caught up, as I was, in the practice of law for children. Now that they're well on their way, so I began to be able to relax a little bit more during work 7 days a week, as I still do, by the way. But always in the back of my mind, because my mother, who comes from the hills of North Carolina, and whose mother had one book in the house raising 14 children, can you imagine, in the hills of North Carolina. And her husband went to school one day and was spanked, apparently, rightly or wrongly, never returned, came back, but he went on to build a farm as a man who labored with his own hands, had a mill, cut stone, cut the timber, ended up wanting to give a piece of that land to each of his 14 children, telling them that they shouldn't go and get educated, by the way, now somewhat true, back then not, to get educated because it would turn them into people just seeking money, trying to take advantage of others. Apparently a couple of folks had taken advantage of him in the mountains, and he didn't think education was good. And I'm afraid we're suffering some of that now. But here's the end of the story. His eldest son at 21 promised that he would leave to himself and go get an education. He became a minister of some fame, by the way. McCoy Franklin was his name, who actually traces back to John Franklin, the brother of Ben. He and then 4 or 5 of his brothers went on to the ministry. And so I always had a little tug at me about ministry, but didn't do it. Children came along. And so as I grew in life, had a little more time, that tug became too strong. And now I still practice law, by the way, after all the years in the city, trying to represent people, individuals, but spend probably 75% of my time studying the book, the truth, the word. And by the way, you can't read 2 sentences of that book to realize that it was written by God. Man can't write some of the things that are in there. You couldn't do it.
Yes.
It would never come to mind. So it has been a tremendous experience. I've grown in it. I love it. I wish I could do it always. And indeed, I hope I can.
What response do you get, adult Sunday school classes, when you're out and people have read the book or you talk to people about the book? What kind of response are you getting? Because this really reaffirms, in many cases, their Christian beliefs. And in other cases, maybe they didn't have any, and now suddenly they do, because here's this prominent trial lawyer who's building this case that, you know, the resurrection, in fact, is fact, and this whole thing that we're talking about in religion is fact. What kind of response do you get?
I'm digging for the quote. I was going to read it to you. I had it, but I'd rather than take the time to do that, I'll give it to you in my own words. A doctor, a neurosurgeon in Pittsburgh, wrote to me following reading the book. His name, he's now deceased with the Lord for sure, name of Dr. Donald Reigel. And he had read all the books about, and there are a number of them, by the way, by lawyers, a couple by trial lawyers, indeed. And I've read them, of course. And he said, I've read all those books about the resurrection, Joe, all of the facts that are presented. Nobody presents just the facts as you have presented it. And can you imagine what the kingdom is going to be like? And of course, the idea is to try to make sure everyone understands that. So yes, that has been the hallmark, I hope. And by the way, Rick, I have to say to you that I'd love to do a follow-up to even that book, because I could add a lot of things to it even now, because I don't stop. I keep learning things every day.
I was going to say, I can tell your passion, and it's you're not finished as a student yet, are you? This is something that each day you sort of go back to the classroom and learn something more after all the years' experience you have.
Don't we all love to learn? I think the good Lord gave us a mind for that purpose, and the Holy Spirit, of course, that drives us to do that. I know it does in your business. You have the same kind of motivation and desire.
Let's talk about what this book means for each of us individually. And I went through the list. If you've got believers, you've got non-believers, you've got young people, you've got older people. This is not just for a book designed for somebody. Somebody will say, okay, I believe in the resurrection. What's the point of reading the book? It's much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a way of life.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing to do, believe me. None of us do it well. We all try. I think Paul himself said that he's maybe 7% Christian, and look at his life, for heaven's sakes, and what he did. But we try, and the difference is this. Who is our master? Is our master money? Is it fame in this world, which is going to disappear as soon as you die? Is it going to be even your children, although I think you're getting closer with your children, because you have a responsibility to your children. And I speak to those that have children today in this world with so many different influences and so many things that can grab them and take them away and astray. We have that duty to teach and pass along the reason for the hope that's within us. And so I don't care where you are in life, although I suggest that if you don't start getting to the children somewhere but the time that they're 12, 13, or 14, you may not have an opportunity. And so I reach out to those people today in particular, particularly as we have families that don't have that family unit like it used to be. And I'm not critical of that, but you have mother and father both working. And what does that mean? I have a dear wife who every day, and each one of the kids have told her since, thank you for being there. Just thank you, Mom, for being there after school, etc. So that's the opportunity, and it's critical that we reach them and reach them early.
And you talk about that, protecting your children, but time is going by so quickly. Several minutes left in the program. You do a warning on 9/11, and you've talked about this perilous world that we live in today. Talk about that and why your book is so important to all of us. In fact, one of the chapters in the book talks about the ISIS crisis. Talk about resurrection, fact or fiction. A trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence. Wilbert McCoy, Otto, our guest on the program. Talk about the importance of that as we deal with a tumultuous world right now.
That may be the single most important question that to ask and for me to answer, and that is this. This happened, 2,000 years ago, about midway through history, in my view. And that means we are getting now real close to the time where it will not matter. Because if you haven't decided and learned who Jesus Christ is and who is the only person, I look at it this way, there was the trial of the century, O.J. Simpson, where a guilty person was set free. Now, he was set free, though, only for a few years, whatever his lifetime may be. But back in 33 AD, we had a man who was innocent, and he, of course, died. But he died so that everyone can not only live, but live for eternity. Just contrast the trial of the world versus the trial of the century. We are within, I believe, nobody knows the time or the day, but absolutely things are coming together. Iran, the Mideast, Russia, probably more so China as well. Roads are being built even as we speak, where there's going to be that end. And the Bible prophecy has been perfect. Some 25 specific things for Christ about him being crucified. You can't do that. You can't find anybody studying five things that are going to be true. They're just not going to happen. Everything has been true. And the final prophecy is we're reaching near the end times. This is not something you just simply think is going to happen. It's told us that. Just like Noah in his time said it's coming. And for some 100 years building the ark, people just ignored him, paid no attention. The Lord has told America with the 9/11, wake up. And remember right after that, how people did wake up and yes. They began to go to church. They began to ask questions. Now they've forgotten that they're back into the world. Social media, which is probably one of the worst things that could have ever happened. They're been that and instead of what's going on. Yes, the ISIS crisis is real, not perhaps now necessarily just ISIS, but the end times are coming. And I predict to anybody who's watching this, you have maybe 20 to 30 years, but don't wait, because the first moment your life could be gone and you don't have that chance to save your family, save your neighbor, save everyone.
That's why this book is so powerful, so important, getting the excellent reviews that it is. It's Resurrection, Fact or Fiction. A trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence by our guest on the program, Wilbur McCoy Otto. It's available, of course, at Amazon. I'm going to take a minute or so left in the program. You mentioned your wife before, Nancy. Talk about her and how important she has been in your career. I believe married for 57 years, a very talented watercolor artist that contributed to this book as well, didn't she?
She sure did, and thank you for that. You know, we live in a time where women compete with men. And I guess I'm all for that. I certainly, with our children, two boys, two girls, all lawyers, one a judge, and guess what? That's a woman. There's no doubt about it. They're smarter than men, in my view. I think, by the way, actually, medical science proves that. But behind every, we've all heard it, behind every successful man, I might say the same about a successful woman, maybe, about a man being there, but certainly with every successful man, because it enables you to, first of all, divide and combine your teaching of the children. Okay, you're not diverting each other's time, et cetera, for other things, and you're putting your mouth and so forth, and where the important point is, and as to the kids. So she was there, smarter than I, met her at Dickinson. We got married. She went back to school for times, but she continued to hold that home front. And I cannot tell you how critical, because it enabled me. You know, the two are one anyway.
Yes.
You become one. So everything that she has done has fed into what I have done. And she's been a strong believer. And my gosh, our family and now the grandchildren, nine of those who are also going on. We hope one to go into ministry, at least maybe more. One to the Naval Academy, married a classmate at the Naval Academy. This is the fruit that bears that we can even see before we die of hopefully what we have established with our foundation. So yes, Nancy deserves all the credit, believe me.
Well, the time has gone by so quickly. This has been a fascinating conversation, an enjoyable one with our guest on the program, Wilbur McCoy Otto. The book is Resurrection, Fact or Fiction. A trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence. Joe, it's been a pleasure having him on the program. I know you're working on a couple of other projects, and hopefully we can talk about those as well. Thank you for being with us and delivering this very, very powerful message today. Thank you.
The pleasure's been ours, Rick, and thank you, and God bless all.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America. Information, by the way, available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for the book Resurrection, Fact or Fiction. A trial lawyer looks at all of the evidence. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.